Well, not to change gears here or anything, but we do have some reptiles coming up here. So if you have an aversion to them, now's your time to get out. Oh, we already have people leaving. Okay, not everyone loves reptiles, even if you live in Florida, but there are quite a few you got to put up with. And actually, this is a Jacksonville couple, the Shoemakers, Bob and Liz, who run something called the LB Reptile Experience. What? What? That's reptile music? Well, I thought you were, there was a cue for me to do something. Okay, okay. He's been giving me cues lately. Would you welcome, please, Bob and Liz Shoemaker from the LB Reptile Experience. Where are the reptiles? They're not loose, are they? Okay, you didn't come on with reptiles, but are they secure wherever they are?
They're secure right now.
Yeah.
For now.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How did you guys get into having 100 reptiles in your house?
My wife bought one for Christmas for her son, and it kind of just kept going.
Yeah, I guess that'll happen to these Christmas presents, huh? What did you get your son?
A boa constrictor.
A boa constrictor. Good place
to
start.
That was 16 years ago.
Yeah. Do you still have the boa, or is it?
Not that one, though.
No. Different one, though, huh?
We have plenty. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still have a son?
Yes.
That's good. And then you're in the business, though, aren't you? You're like a nuisance.
Well, we're the actual Duval County Gator Boys. We're gator snatchers here in Duval County.
You are.
So that's our third job. We actually have full-time jobs during the day.
Really? What do you do during the day?
I work for Baptist Medical Center, and she's secretary for MV Marine.
Okay. How do you juggle all these reptiles?
Very hard. We got a couple of volunteers, and we do reptile shows for birthdays and everything to keep them fed. And we do the reptile rescue, which is if you have one that you don't want no more, you call the zoo's going to give you our number.
Really?
And then we end up taking them, and we adopt some out, and we do shows with the others.
Well, that's amazing, really. That's incredible, really. It's reptile rescue.
Reptile rescue.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. Are there a lot of nuisance calls that you get? I imagine
not with the reptiles. Yeah. With the alligators, yes. But with the reptiles, a lot of people's got Craigslist now and things like that where they're trying to get rid of them.
Yeah,
you can't get rid of them. There's always the LB Reptile Experience.
Yeah, it's a little harder to love a gator, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit harder to love something with some sharp teeth like that.
Yeah,
sure is.
Has anyone ever actually got to the personality part of a gator? It's hard to get to it. I know you got to get past the teeth and this, but they must have personalities.
Yeah, we have some that does a couple of tricks and things like that.
Oh, really?
So,
yeah.
You can teach them to do some things. Yeah. So.
But there's a limit on how big you can have them, right, in Florida?
Well, we live in a subdivision, so yes, there's a limit on size with us.
How do they feel about you and your subdivision? Are they pretty happy?
Actually, our neighbors love us because if they have a snake in their yard, who are they going to call? It's not Ghostbusters.
Is it hard to reptile-proof your house? It's tough with a baby, I know. I imagine with
we don't have no babies. The boy is 30 years old.
So okay.
It's not that hard. You just keep the doors shut and the windows locked.
Really? That's good with raising children, too, actually, as I think about it. What did you bring with you?
I can go pick up a couple alligators and bring them out.
Oh, if you have to, that'd be fine. I guess just to make it interesting.
Actually, both of these come on the rescue. One of them's name is Squirt, and you can figure out why he got his name. We got him out of a swimming pool in Southside, and as soon as we pulled him out, he squirted all over my wife.
Oh.
So that's where he got his name. And the other one is Wally. Wally is one of our larger ones that we have.
Squirt and Wally.
Wally is almost 4 foot right now. And a handable, holdable, dog tame, baby, I mean, the whole bit. We let 3 and 4 years hold him.
Everyone on stage is anxiously awaiting the arrival of these gators.
Their mouths are taped, so we didn't want any little kids sticking their fingers in their mouths. So, here they come.
They're cute.
Oh,
here comes the babies.
Squirt and Wally.
These are the babies.
Oh, they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, let me just take this here.
Oh.
Is this Squirt or Wally?
This is Squirt.
Hey, Squirt.
They're
actually very adorable at this stage. I get the... should I? Oh, my God. I kind of like Squirt. He's not going to squirt on me, is he?
Nice.
He's nice. Hi. How are you? You're very sweet. I think he likes me. Yeah.
Wally wants help.
Is he waving or is he trying to get at me? Squirt is adorable, actually. Very sweet. And this is Wally. Hi, Wally. Didn't mean to ignore you. May I?
Yeah, you can pet him. He doesn't mind.
Yeah. You like any place in particular? Is there a spot he likes better than others?
Like, okay. Oh yeah. See, eyes closed. Oh yeah.
Hi, Wally.
We've had Wally about 6 years now. He come first on the rescue. He was about the size of Squirt when we got him.
Isn't that sweet? Well, you really could find. They're very appealing.
Good boys.
Yeah. Isn't that sweet? They don't sleep with you, do they, or anything like that?
When you can have an alligator.
Yeah. Alligators ever crawl in with you at night?
No.
Maybe
a tarantula.
Oh, you got to have something in bed with you at night. A tarantula would be just
Wally funny. Stays in our four-man hot tub on the back porch. So he has the life of leisure.
We used to have a hot tub.
Is there a point at which he's going to have to go out?
4 foot. When they get four foot, they have to go to another sanctuary since we do live in a subdivision.
Yeah.
We're only allowed up to 4 foot, but we can have as many as we want, so we have 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
So
this could only happen in Florida, right?
Most
subdivisions have stricter rules than this.
You
can have up to a 4 foot alligator is a pretty nice thing. Okay, very nice. Very love them both. They're sweet. Are they related?
No, they're not related. No.
Okay.
No, they both come on the rescue. One come from another rescue group, which was Wally.
Yeah.
And we had him about 6 years. And Squirt, we got Squirt because we have Pee-wee too. Squirt come from Southside last year. We got him out of somebody's swimming pool. That was a nuisance gator call.
Yeah.
He actually was a nuisance to somebody. But I guess if he's in a swimming pool, I guess he would be a nuisance.
Now, if they're just crossing the road or something like that, would you get a call on that?
Yeah, we get a call to I-295. We've gotten 3 off the interstate this past year.
Yeah.
Ocean Way, if you live in Ocean Way.
Yeah.
That's where all the big ones are.
Yeah.
I mean, really big ones.
Is there a gator crossing in Ocean Way or not?
No, but there should be as many times as we go over there.
Yeah, yeah. And not that anyone should try this, but what is the technique? Should you encounter one and don't do this?
Call FWC.
Call, yeah, okay, all right.
And then they give us a call.
Do you use like some kind of a...
No, we do it we try to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
We don't try to shoot anything on spot because we don't want to... traumatize
anybody. No, I
didn't
mean that. I don't know what this gesture means. Some kind of a hook
or
something?
We let them flip around, do their thing, and then I jump on them and grab them.
Jump on them and grab them.
Yep.
Okay, that's how I would do it, I guess, if I had to. Now,
Oh, boy.
What we got here?
We have Con coming out. Now, we had our Con before the Jaguars got their Con. I want everybody to know that. Con is a... one of 20 black dragons in the United States right now. He's a black dragon. He's from the little island off Kamani, and it's off the Indonesia Islands.
Oh.
Right now, there's no zoo in the United States that has one. He's almost full grown right now, they're having a hard time getting him out.
This one is not so small.
No, he's not so small. He actually eats 2 to 3 pounds of meat every other day.
His mouth
and
is
let
taped,
me see
right?
If I, let me see if I can help her get him.
Yeah, is it like a Komodo dragon?
It's in the Komodo dragon family.
It's in the Komodo dragon family. So anyone in that family is something to consider.
It's making me very nervous that it's happening behind me.
He's like a black Komodo dragon.
Oh, he's wearing a turtleneck.
Quite huge.
He's wearing
a
turtleneck sweater.
And he's got a GoPro on his back, so that's cool, because he's in Florida, right?
Yes, he has his GoPro. He wanted to be famous, too. He wanted to get you live on stage.
This one is named...
Khan.
His name is Khan.
That's right. Okay, how could I forget? It's because I'm a little stunned right now, I think.
He's a water monitor.
He's a water monitor. He can actually spend a day under the water about 2 to 3 hours at a time. He's not full grown right yet. He'll be about 8 foot, about 80 pounds.
Yeah. And so where does he stay in your house?
He has a big cage.
He has a big 10-foot by 10-foot cage outside in the summertime.
Yeah.
With his own pond, a cement pond.
Oh, there he did it.
Uh-oh.
Hey, that was impressive. And we were worried about Squirt. Whoa, mama. All right.
Good thing we're serving food next, huh?
Another first for What Do You Know, ladies and gentlemen. It's a nice pattern, actually. It's rather abstract. Just happen to have paper towels with you. That's a good thing. Okay. Put them back by the band here. They're used to that kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, I understand the situation. Probably is a little nervous. Was that a nervous reaction, do you think?
No, we tried to feed him real well so we wouldn't have any bit fingers.
So he ate a lot before he came here. Yeah. Okay. All right. This one's a little harder to warm up to, I've noticed.
Even though it's
beautiful.
Wearing...
a beautiful creature, but...
Yeah, he's actually one of 20, so he's pretty rare. Not a lot of people have him.
Yeah, and I love the turtleneck.
Yeah, he was a little chilly this morning. You know, Florida has a little chilly weather, and he likes it really, really hot, so we made sure he has a sweater on this morning.
What does he like to do when he does
he
play?
He loves birthday parties. He loves kids. We put him down in your living room. The kids get all over him. He loves
That's right. You are available for birthday parties and other functions. Right? Do you ever do corporate meetings or something?
We do corporate meetings. We do just about anything. We do homeschool, anything to raise money for the reptile rescue. Yeah.
Attractive fellow with the GoPro. Let's hear it for Khan. Let's hear it for Khan. Everyone wave to Khan. Otherwise, he gets an upset stomach. Anything more back there, or is this this is the height of it?
Oh, no, this is the small one. We have something a little bit bigger.
Coming out now? Okay, all right. Let's wrangle Khan back.
One of those invasive things.
Oh, you got an invasive thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
We got an invasive species.
How did you come upon Khan?
Well, a friend of ours had him, and I was going to breed him and have babies, and it didn't work out, and they knew that we do educational shows with them. And,
so he brought it in from somewhere?
Yes.
Where's Khan come from?
Kumani. It's a little island off Indonesia.
Okay.
And that's where they're from.
Yeah.
And there's only about 20 captive bred ones in the United States right now, and Khan's one of them.
He's about, so your friend had this idea of breeding these things, and
It's very lucrative business. Yeah, and to breed those, yes, the baby runs about $5,000 for one baby. Yes,
yeah, we can see why they'd be, expensive. Unusual pet or something. Okay, and now we got—is this a python we got back here now?
We have a Burmese python. His name's Julius Squeezer.
Half the fun is naming them, isn't it?
Yeah, our grandkids do the naming. We ran out of names a long time ago.
Julius Squeezer is backstage, and
I think he might need some help.
Yeah. Who's going to help him?
Well, don't you want to give a shot?
Jeff? Put down your bass, Jeff. Come on, you're the only guy here who's got any wherewithal. Come on, Jeff. Come on, help me. Help, can you help me? Because I can't do it. I got the disc in the back. And I got the hip displacement here, dysphagia. I got dysphagia here. Come on.
Let's hear it for Jeff.
Put down your bass.
Come on.
Put it down. Come on. Put your bass down. It's no different than playing the bass. Wrangling a python is just like playing. Oh, geez. Whoa, he just keeps coming, doesn't he?
Oh my God.
Jeff, come on. Leave your base. He won't get it. Whoa.
It's taking three people
thanks,
to carry
Chris.
Julius Squeezer out.
Yeah. Very nice. Let's just get in there. No, you're not going to put it around me. Right?
Feel the muscles?
Yes, and I feel they have to be around your neck. Is that required? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that friendly? Is this friendly so far?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. there's an experience I hope never to have again. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, but it's... Oh,
he's half grown.
I see Garrison Keillor never did this for you. So, what's his name again?
His name is Julius Squeezer. He's half grown.
Does he know his name? Is he
Snakes.
Julius. Okay.
Quit squeezing him.
Introductions are over, Julius. Oh, man. It's a gorgeous creature. And that felt really terrible and scary. Because you can feel the muscles tightening around.
Very, very muscle.
Yeah, I mean, he could get around lots of things at this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This size, he can hurt something really small.
How does it work with these guys? Do they squeeze them first and then they eat them? Or?
Yeah, they wrap around, and it doesn't matter how big they are. They wrap twice. If it's a 10-foot snake or a 20-foot, they wrap twice, and that's all. And then they eat a whole head first.
Yeah. Head first, okay. Do they ever bite off more than they can chew?
well, this one here did once. My wife's son was feeding him and got scared, dropped the bunny, and he missed the bunny and grabbed his leg. So it wasn't no big deal. A little bit of alcohol spray on his face, and he lets go. You know, no big deal. I didn't.
How far did he get? Knee, hip?
Well, he got him around the knee, but he didn't get in the cage with him. So we kept him out of the cage. So.
Okay, now these things can happen. What is his normal diet?
12-pound bunnies about every month, a month and a half.
Just bring their bunnies by to donate, or how did it?
No, we get these from the market. These are bunny rabbit. These aren't people's pets. These are actually from the market. Yeah. And we don't feed anything live. Everybody eats thawed frozen, so he doesn't eat a live bunny.
And this whole thing with the pipe there, that's supposed to be thousands of them now, right, in Florida?
Well, if you really know reptiles, the people that are going down there, which we've been, they're not down there like they say they are. Senator Nelson's a politician, and he does a lot of that, so... If you watch the...
He does a lot of squeezing on his own.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah.
So, but there are many of them. And it's all because people had them as pets and then released them?
The hurricanes. Hurricane Andrew devastated South Florida. These guys got loose then. People are not letting them go because they can sell them. Why let them go when you can sell something like this? Right now, they are illegal. You have to have special permits for these guys. So we are one of the few in Jacksonville that does. So with our birthday parties... 10-year-old, 10 kids get to hold this. And it's really a really strong, it's all about education with these guys.
Well, thank you so much for bringing Julius Squeezer on and the other wonderful animals. It makes you appreciate a python. You hear so many bad things about them, but look at that face. Look at that face. Thank you guys so much. Reptile Rescue, ladies and gentlemen, from Jacksonville. Who do you call? That was awesome. Oh, yeah.